Buying Let me take this opportunity to welcome our guests that received them the opportunity to brief us accordingly. Received by task of working on one preparation for and performance at Commonwealth Games 3.2 strategic plan 3.3 development in athletics South Africa, the compliance to the school constitution, governance, financial policy, and the 3.4 progress in regard to staff, assuming the government and financial reports upon you. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Firstly, we'd like to apologize for being late. It was not our intention, we left at 8:30, but it was eventually I got some parking. My name is Sheila Kashi, I'm the Deputy President of the South African Transitional and Olympic Committee. On my right hand side is our flexible board member, Mr. Trustee Jerry, and Mr. Jela Shabami, who is the Central Manager of Hunter Family. Thank you very much. And good morning for the management. The Honourable Chair, Isera, will give a presentation on the report on preparations and performance of the Commonwealth Games. And at the same time, with your permission, if we may just need to ask that you deal with the strategic plan.
Good morning, Madam Chair, and Mr. Commander. I'll go straight into the presentation on Commonwealth Games. Basically, as we come to that report, and as you highlight the issue of the situation going through, I think it has some indicated it does become a key issue, especially if the federation then realize that they will not make the cut into the game. That is the process given prior to 1912 in terms of outlining the whole selection policy. And it was ratified by the first portion of the assembly on the 9th of August 2024. that was the general experience when I up until to UCC. And then what then happened is then we did all specific collection policies for all the federations that part of the normal game. And the main criteria was that federations needed to be the top five in the Commonwealth for them to qualify for transportation policies. And the cut-off for the selection was the 31st of May for most of the person codes. However, we had sports like swimming requested to use the additional selection hires because in April and we allowed that to go to the school. In terms of the preparation, we normally have one-on-one meetings, which we had in 2013 last year, where during those one-on-one meetings with national federations, we discussed the selection policies. We discussed the long list, which is the provisional squad, where they will look at athletes that will make the cut. And then we look at the events as well. So they had to look at events where they will get that so far from our country. And then we then discuss their selection plans and their preparation plans in terms of either the training camps or any other institutions that they will go to. And we agree on specific timelines in terms of when specific information will be submitted to us in terms of us meeting the cut-off in terms of the Commonwealth Games Federation. And then when we discussing those, we also go into the challenges that may face in the games. Then we had the sports qualifying for the games, which was swimming, and we used athletics because then it also includes guidance. That is also included para swimming. Then athletics, we have badminton, boxing, and obviously the team sports that we had was netball, hockey, and the rugby set. So those are the sports that eventually qualified to go to Glasgow. In terms of the team size members, we had a total of 263 people going to the games, of which 187 were actually that made the cut to the games. Then we always look at the demographic split in terms of the gender split, in terms of racial split, that makes the final team. And the table shows you exactly that split. In terms of the summaries, if you look at it, we have 61% male and 38% women. It is something that we are working towards. However, we find that there's less participation at individual level for our female athletes. Then in terms of the pre-departure camp and customary, we always have the pre-departure camp where we do the final preparation, where we do medical screening, temple checking if there's anyone who ever sustained an injury just prior to us leaving the game. And then the team also had a chance to be addressed by excellent deputy president. And they went to Victoria and they got the digital support and the mandate to represent the country. Then on the same day, on the 15th of July, we had a send-off dinner, which they were joined by the minister and the president of Bangkok. In terms of logistics and operations, we felt that it was important for us to actually highlight this because we would find that some athletes would say, oh, we had to pay so much to go to the game. However, all the logistics, the team delivery is the responsibility of Bangkok, and those are the things that we normally pay for to get the athletes to the game. They will include flights, local and international, the accommodation in particular, and the holding camp, any meals, apparel, and their pocket money, and obviously the medical training. So what we started doing is we think that all members of the team, including officials, have to do medical training so that we know that we send people with a clean health to end of the game. So this is customary in all and standard in all the games. In terms of the results, that is a breakdown of the gold medals that we received. Even though we were targeting 15, we got 13, so we were too shy away from our target. And those are the athletes and sports that actually win gold medals. In terms of the silver medals, we got the 10, and then we were targeting 12, so we went to away the gold. And those are the athletes and sports that got back the silver medals. And then this is our bronze medalist, which we got 17, and then we were looking at 16. So one of the silver medals was collected into a bronze. And in total, we had 40 medals from the game. And that shows you basically the fit, like we were number 7, and we showed you the fit in terms of the gender, in terms of the mixed event, and the total event. And we were number 7 overall, the Commonwealth Games. And we did do the analysis, we knew that Scotland would be very strong because they had home ground advantage, so we still had their athletes as they could. And we did that, and we actually ran for passes. And we normally have medal incentives for all our senior teams. And that is the breakdown. And actually, we got a gold medal for 40,000. So one is going to level 20 and goes with 10,000. And we also give incentives to our coaches because they do contribute in start ensuring that they actually bring back the medal. And that is the speech that we need to have. I'll hand over to our district president to then start the strategy.
Thank you. It's a constant chairperson with regards to that issue of the South African Sports Confederation and Olympic Committee. I'm not sure if it has the offer that submitted the business plan and strategic plan to the members, but I think it will be handed out because we can hand it out. A fact of being the national sports structure in this country, we are responsible for our performance at all the events, and our key focus is that how we perform at all the events that we participate in, especially the pinnacle, which is in the Olympic Games. However, to achieve that is a challenge due to funding our national federation, the more international competitions they do have, the better our performance. So in the strategic plan, it's the outline of how the athletes are supported, how they identify, and the financial resources and the opportunity to compete internationally is outlined. We also take note that there is a gap between gender as well as the demographics of our athletes. It's point we will be addressing. It's very critical with Minister's eminent person group and the transformation plan. SEFCOC has had individual one-on-one meetings with our affiliates. And looking at the development plan, the schools leagues where the specific sport is, whether they are playing these and so forth. So, Madam Chair, we do have the business plan. It's outlined what for the next 2017, our intentions are, what needs to be done, and we have a relook every year and review as the strategic plan is not the document that practice the living document, and we need to amend as we go ahead. I don't want to make any predictions, but we're hoping that in Rio we will do better than what we said in London. Elena, I know she's responsible for our performance, I'm probably putting her under pressure, but that is our ultimate aim and objective, to ensure that our athletes get the best support and are able to compete at the highest level. I can go through and discuss the social strategic plan that I'm sharing, but I need to do that. I don't know if any of my colleagues, if you want to add anything.
Yeah.
Because they understand the base. Yeah.
And the coaching, as we indicated, is the most important in terms of us ensuring that we actually deliver on what we need to do. And then after the Commonwealth Games, we then relooked the whole strategy as the British president indicated. And we realized that while we have 16 federations that are out of sports priority codes, and also the federations that we have been supporting, we need to go back and reprioritize and be very, very strict in terms of the support that we give to help us retain medals from the game. And one of the things that we actually did internally was we looked at the Commonwealth results, we looked at the various international results, and now we're still growing for like some medals from the World Championships. So we're looking at those working codes, in particular those that are Olympic and Paralympic in program codes. And we also will be creating a junior operation excellence program. For the youth Olympic Games, we realize that the need to be able to start working now with 12 years, 14 years old. So those are the things that but we will be looking at with our national federation.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Who's going to give us on progress with regard to staff work and financial support?
Madam Chair, I will do that. At the last meeting, it was presented that a report, a comprehensive report, was presented to our Honorable Minister, Regina Kabuda, which then was presented to our President. And it was then, the President then said there was no need for a judicial commission and inquiry. Staff have subsequent at the AGM, they in place the report, the financial finances was presented at the AGM, and staff picked up that there was concerns because it was a We had a meeting with staff, and it was agreed that there would be a business committee contact staff that will meet with staff, and it seems that if you felt it was appropriate, the committee has been negotiated due to the Commonwealth and energy. And Honourable Chair, that's what I can report on, that it's a work in progress and we are committed to ensure that they is safe. Staff at the National Federation of Import, we can really have to ensure that, that we have a working relationship with the local support that's basically for the airport. So that I can give you in terms of what is the current situation. From that sort of season, Honourable Chair, that is from where we are, and that is the subject that I have said that Qatar is our international situation of importance, yet there have been challenges. But we need to find a solution of finding and having a full address. Like I said, the pre-person committee has been appointed from CAPO, which is our finance committee. I'm going to ask that they will have to meet with Papa within the 10 months, discuss the finances, and that has not happened as yet before the CAPCOM being at the Commonwealth and then it's being arranged. And that is the brief we had a board meeting on Tuesday, and that is precisely what we discussed in our CAPCOM board meeting, that we need to ensure that the three-person committee meets with Papa as urgently as possible. Thank you.
that order.
Indians and not enough Chiefs,
a big goes on to a new juncture, which I hope they would have spoken to you, because now they're talking about too many chiefs and not enough Indians. So, you know, something along the line, you want to interrogate more of the business plan, more of what they're talking about. I know this was a report back when I looked at it, I know this was a report on the Commonwealth Games, etc. But for me, it's hard to say that if this is our number one unit, this is our support unit, we should be developing people, we should be talking about the real issues. I sincerely suggest, and I make the point, why would SOFA need TASPOC? If TASPOC's got anything here, what TASPOC offers SOFA in terms of this risk? As my colleague has said, this is only stuff we're talking about. We've had an undertaking that TASPOC would meet with SOFA. A three-man team, which should be even easier to maneuver, cannot even see the urgency trying to resolve. But from my side, I would say that we look at a heavier sanction, that we don't let them dictate the agenda, we dictate the agenda to TASPOC. And we say, Nicola, if you come back with your eyes dotted and your T's crossed, and you actually present what we're actually asking, and we look at the issues and not have a nice fairy tale presented to us.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Indeed, I compliment the opinion that the speaker has been making by his attendance and saying that especially the report back, and it's not a report you will see what will happen, but quite happens, the level of the information. But either it is made, I'd also like to ask that on the ranging, youth Olympics, we haven't heard much about it, you know, tennis and things like that, and also why he's report on what the white medalist, I'm just saying,
thank you, Chair. Let me start by saying I'm disappointed by the highest body that is looking after sports in this country. There are affiliated in here and then we are big. There were big increases and my book. But I'm also saying this is the reflection of the sports. This is the reason why the sports association started in the for the past year. So, we can go through this report. That may be to station what I'm talking about. On the gold medal winners, there's only one thing. Doesn't matter how many are participating, but the winning one, it means they are the ones who are mostly supported from grassroots level. All the gold is only one, that's also the point. That's all. And then from there, silver, nothing. Then you get two next on bronze. Then you will sit there in this is the youth of Africa, that's called democracy, in the past 2 years. It can be. TASPOC is not aiding us, not aiding this parliament or the country. If it was aiding to us, we couldn't have things like this. Go through this report. Go through it. There's no swimmer, there's no black swimmer. Not at all. And then we call this a handball South Africa. We can't. Nothing. So, I think, let them go ahead. That's my proposal. Let them go back. Get prepared. Run the whole board here. And then we go. And then make account. How does it come at this stage? After 20 years, we still having 69% of the whites and 80% of the blacks. I think that's going to move. We we're not going to soft touch transmission anymore. We're going to push it. This is the mandate of the committee. This is the spirit of the committee. The transformation is not going to, we're going to push it, and it's not going to be like it happened before. We are not saying the other committees were useless. We're saying they were not effective because they couldn't have all this. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I'm going to share the same sentiment of my colleagues, that it looks like the environment is not fully prepared. It looks like you don't know the reason why you are here. You don't know the reason why you should appear before this portfolio committee. And I think you should go back, Chairperson, if you allow me. Go back and do ourselves fully prepared and come and appear before us and give us a quality report. Because here I don't hear anything. It looks like, Mr. Bamju, that you don't know what you're presenting about. You are not coming here for the first time, Mr. Bamju. You know what is needed in this community. You know what is meant by a quality report. But I'm listening to the meeting. The meeting does not even know the reason why they should meet, they're going to meet SAFA. And I say go back, establish reasons, but there are problems in SAFA. Establish reasons why you want to meet them, not why you are giving us. My suggestion is that, like the rest of us, go back, you have to get and encourage for us. Thank you, sir.
I'm also disappointed with the presentation, and I suppose that we should give you an opportunity to go into there. And that report must unhand your achievement in terms of transformation. So you can't just say, for example, transformation is happening. That's why, because if you want to see in the preference, for instance, whether we are making progress. Because at the point, sometimes they can say we are interfering. Because there is a task force that is supposed to have the one that's happening. So we would want to see targets that are in the chapter, not just in the text. For instance, I can make an example with the demographic speech that you have just mentioned. For instance, at least there is a fast difference in the implementation of it. It is still huge. The peak is very among officials as well. There is still a serious problem because it's quite many in the group, very few applicants that are official in terms of ensuring that. So I think let's ensure that you go and prepare and answer your prayer, because any committee that can get prepared, that the committee wants is whether we achieve those transformation targets that are here. In terms of your interpretation, I think it's all to be, and that is quite different. But we want the content of what you are here about, the fact that you are a board that is responsible. I can go on the report, because I mean, the issue of accountability, we also have concerns about it. By now, we should be able to. Maybe one is to hold the code, because that is a key responsibility. So I support the intention to go and prepare and come back as soon as possible.
Our selection is really that so many people, this is about the that is used for the sheep. 20 years down the line, we're saying that it won't be used for the sheep. We're not the cattle of anyone, but we want to see it happen. And it will happen to all these entities. It's worse with you, Sascom. We've been trying to get hold of you. We've imposed a study abroad to Glasgow. We waited for you patiently, but really, this is not on. This is not on, honorable members. You're still not even the question. I raised the question of local because I didn't see anything that substantial that we can replace. We this is the first of kind that we're having a report like this. Not in this community, not again. Please give you a chance to go and prepare and come back. Maybe even this question of Uluvo. Let me not give you to answer next time, because this is not about Uluvo. We're still trying to raise it as a community, but we need your assistance. Because of your presentation that you can't even ask questions, relevant questions. Go and figure out relevant documents. Your documents must not come on the day of the COVID. At least now we do have documents. But we need a thorough briefing. This is thorough briefing. And it's 40, it's very COVID that we are suspecting. That's why we got some COVID. So many people, they don't have the right to show me. We'll make it happen. These 5 years, we want that we must be all assisting each other. With those words, this committee adjourns.